Last couple of shiurim, we're discussing some basic halachas with regard to the isser of consuming non-Jewish wine or wine of a Jew that came into contact with a non-Jew. And we touched upon most recently the din in Shulchan Aruch that if wine has been cooked, it is not subject any longer to an isser of maga akum if a non-Jew were to touch such wine. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed. The Gemara says, Rava says, Hilchasa Yain Mevushal, Ein Bo Mishum Yain Nesach. There is no issue of Yain Nesach by Yain that has been cooked. And we discussed in yesterday's shir, the Machlokas HaPoskim, Moshe Feinstein, who's of the opinion that Yatza Lettuce Bo is already technically considered Mevushal, and therefore he writes that wine that has been cooked at 165 degrees Fahrenheit, which is more or less the temperature of pasteurization, is no longer subject to an isser of maga akum, whereas Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, we quoted in Chashlomo, and other poskim and Eretz Yisrael, such as Ovel Yashiv and others, are machmir that know that pasteurization is not sufficient to make it yan mevushal. It has to be actual bishul. What is the reason why yan mevushal is not subject to an isser if a non-Jew comes into contact with it? That's clear in Shulchan Aruch, it's clear in the Gemara, but what? What's the reason for it? So many different opinions given in the Rishonim, collected in Sefer Yein Malchus. The Rambam writes in Machos Asuras Perkid Alf, interestingly as follows. Rambam says, Ein misnasech lavodas kochavim, elayayin sharoi lahakriv al gabi hamizbeach. Rambam says that wine which cannot be offered on the mizbeach, which Yain Mevushal cannot be offered on the Mizbeach, such wine is not going to become usser Mishum Yain Nesach either. And Rambam says, that's why when Chazal prohibited even Stam Yainim, even non-Jewish owned wine that you don't know was used in Avodah Zarah service, and when Chazal prohibited any Jewish owned wine that is touched by a non-Jew, so Rambam says they were only gozer on Yain Haroy Les Nasech, on wine that could be in theory used for Nisuch La'avodos Kachavim, and Yain Mevushal, which is not Roi Lenisach Levarus Kachav, because it's not Roi Lahakir Al Mizbeach, says Rambam, therefore is no longer subject to any such Isser of Maga Akum. And the Rishonim there in Avodah Zarah Chav Tes, Daf Lamed, the Rashba, for example, and others, ask, how is that? Just because in the Mikdash you don't use Yain Mevushal on the Mizbeach, so therefore that means it's not Roi Lesnasech Lefnei Avodah Zarah. What's the assumed connection there? Why should that be the reason why Yain Mevushal is not prohibited by Maga Akum? And therefore, a number of Rishonim give other explanations. The Rashba says the reason why Yain Mevushal is not subject to the Isser of Maga Akum is because, in the words of the Rashba, Daf Lamed, Mishum She'ein Ta'amo Yain Ve'ein Shman Yain. Yain Mevushal doesn't taste like wine, and we don't refer to it as wine. Now that's a very important point, because if, according to the Rashba, if the reason why there's no Isser, if a non-Jew touches my wine that's Mevushal, is because Yain Mevushal doesn't taste like wine, so then that Shlomo Zalman Auerbach cites in his discussion of wine that's pasteurized. Is wine that is pasteurized Tamo Yain or not? So Shlomo Zalman writes, he spoke to three different experts in the field who said that wine that is pasteurized, you can't tell the difference. It's such a flash pasteurization. It's just a quick flash heating to 73 degrees Celsius and immediately flash cooling down to 2 degrees Celsius. It happens so quickly. And Shlomo Zalman writes, the experts say you can't tell the difference. So if you can't tell the difference, Shlomo Zalman says, well, according to the Rashba then, it tastes like wine still. It shouldn't have that heter of Yain Mevushal. If the whole heter is based on the assumption that Yain Mevushal doesn't taste like wine, pasteurization doesn't in any way negatively impact the taste, argues of Shlomo Zalman. So that's his reason for being machmer that pasteurization is not sufficient. Whereas Rav Belsky, who he said, paskins like Rav Moshe, that pasteurization is sufficient to render it Yain Mevushal, writes that no, the experts, the real connoisseurs, they can tell. That's why there's a difference. There's a preference for wine that's not pasteurized or for wine that is pasteurized, because those connoisseurs who really know the difference, they can tell the difference.
That's only immediately. What about 2 years later, if you have non-Mevushal, it still ferments. So if it definitely changes its taste.
Perhaps due to natural processes, it changes its taste. But but it wasn't, the quality of it wasn't changed by our actions. Now, I don't know what whether it's still royal and nasich like mizbech if it ferments further. That I don't know. I couldn't tell you that.
From what I've heard, that Daryam say mubushel wine is not as good.
They do say that. Oh, okay, so that's the Kavelskin of Moshe. Okay. So that's what Rav Moshe argues, Rav Elsker argues, that's why it does count, pasteurization counts as mevushel. But are you saying even pasteurization, only mevushel? Everyone agrees mevushel wine isn't as good. That's clear. Everyone agrees to that. The question is pasteurization enough to make it not as good? Everyone agrees it's not as good. The question is, does pasteurization make it not as good? Shlomo Zalman says it doesn't impact the taste. Rav Elsker argues that it does. Okay, so moving on now, aside from the Rashba and aside from the Rambam, the Ritva gives an additional explanation as to why Yain Mevushel is not subject to the Isra of Maga Akum. Ritva says, because Yain Mevushel, he says, is not so commonly available. It's not Matsui Eitzah HaKol. It's only consumed small amounts at a time, just as a pleasurable experience, but it's not the standard one that people have that they drink. So therefore, it was never included in the Gzeira, says the Ritva. So if that's the case, Rav Yashav argues in his Kobetz Tshuvas, well, nowadays, Yain Mevushel is very widespread. It's very common. So if the facts on the ground have changed, and nowadays, Yain Mevushel is very common, so maybe it should be subject to the Isra of Maga Akum. So that's another explanation in the Shonim why we are not Machmer and Maga Akum when it comes to Yain Mevushel. And Rashi in Maseches Avodah Zarah writes a fourth pshat. He says, the fact is that Goyim are not Menasech, Yain Mevushel. Nothing to do with Mizbeach, just a not Menasech, Yain Mevushel. And therefore, that's why it is not Aser B'Maga Akum. So these four different sheets quoted in the Rishonim as to why Yain Mevushel is not subject to the Isra of Maga Akum, B'Yain Shalanu, either because it's not Royal Menasech Lagab Mizbeach, or because non-Jews just are not Menasech L'Avod Azara, or because it wasn't commonly available and wasn't commonly consumed, it wasn't subject to the Gzeira, or because the taste of Yain Mevushel is not the same as regular wine, and for that reason, Chazal not goes around it. Now, with regard to the Maga Akum itself, there's a big discussion as to what constitutes Maga Akum. Let's say my yain is not mevushel. The wine's not cooked. It's regular wine, not mevushel. What counts as Maga Akum? What counts as, oh, a non-Jew touched it, and therefore you can't consume it? So if you look at the Gemara of Arizal, Daf and Tess, the Gemara there says that there was an esrog that once fell into a barrel of wine, and a non-Jew quickly jumped and grabbed the esrog in the wine so it shouldn't sink to the bottom of the barrel. And the Gemara says, Rav Ashi said, quickly, grab the guy's hand, because if he is meshachshech, if he shakes the wine with his hand in it, that's going to make it usser. Rather, grab his hand, in other words, hold it still, don't let him move his hand in the wine, and then, in the meantime, says the Gemara, tilt the wine out of the barrel, so that the non-Jew doesn't have an opportunity to move his hand while it's in contact with the wine, and then the wine will still be mutter. In other words, what do you see from the Gemara? You see that's not just the contact, it's the contact plus what the Gemara calls shichshuch, the movement of the hand in the wine as well. And that's quoted in the Rambam as well. Rambam writes in Machlas Asuras, Perek Yibbeis, Ketzad hi ha-negiyah she'oseba, what is the negiyah that will render the wine forbidden? Hu she'yiga b'yayin atzmo, if he touches the wine itself, and yishach sheikh, and he shakes it, he moves it. Shulchan Aruch as well, in Kuf Chav Dalet, Ketzad hi anegia she'oseba v'kechavim hayayin b'hana, what asas the wine b'hana? If a non-Jew touches the wine with his hand, v'yishach sheikh, and he shakes it, he shakes it. Now, we speak of the non-Jew touching the wine with his hand. But what happens if Moshe Feinstein was asked, if he's wearing gloves? I'm at a wedding, and it's a white-gloved waiter service wedding, and they're pouring wine bottles for all the guests, and they're all wearing gloves. He's not touching it with his hands. Does that in any way change the din? So if Moshe, is Igros Moshe Chelek Beis Yerodeh Siman Nunalf says, with regard to the waiters, non-Jewish waiters at Chasnas who are pouring wine bottles into cups, holding gloves, wearing gloves, so if Moshe writes, he says, wearing gloves doesn't in any way change the fact that this is negiyah. It's what you call a chatzitza. But we don't find a chatzitza in any way renders the negiyah any less problematic. We do find in halacha, Negia ay dedavar acher. You're holding a long object in your hand and you touch the wine with the end of that object. That's something else. But touching the wine directly with your hand, just wearing a glove in the process, that's not negia ay dedavar acher. That's just like touching it with a chatzitza. But that doesn't in any way change the isser of nisuch, says Rav Moshe. He therefore says that one should not allow waiters to pour wine with gloved hands. And tzarach limchos b'chol tokef. You must object forcefully, says Rav Moshe, to such a scenario. Now we'll have to discuss in future shiurim in greater detail. What else constitutes an isser of maga akum b'yayin shalanu? Just to give you like an example, Rav Belsky writes in his Sefer Shulchan Alevi, he says if a non-Jew touches a bottle of wine from the outside, that's not a problem of maga akum. You have one that's not mevushal, non Jew touches the bottle. That's not maga akum. We spoke about touching the wine itself, but touching the bottle is not a problem. Unless, says Rav Belsky, he picks up the bottle and pours it out, or he shakes the bottle. That's already perhaps more problematic. But simply touching the bottle itself would not be a problem. Touching the wine itself, which may involve shichshuch, shaking it, shaking the wine would be a problem. Touching the outside of the bottle of the wine, when you're not shaking the wine itself, that would not be a problem. Again, shaking the bottle, yes, that's problematic. Pouring the bottle, that's problematic. But just touching the bottle itself would not be a problem. But again, more to see in coming shiurim.